Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Thursday, March the 7th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. Securing the supply chains in the U.S. has been a priority of the Biden administration, with the president having ordered all agencies to conduct reviews. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has initiated its review of supply chain resilience in goods for which production has moved overseas or sourcing has switched to purchasing imported products. According to the USTR, this offshoring of goods has resulted in a race to the bottom that has hurt U.S. workers and left the U.S. vulnerable to supply chain shocks. USTR argues for incentivizing the reshoring of critical supply chains, meaning supporting domestic production of products considered to be critical. They are requesting comments on 12 questions, including on trade policy, investment policy and government support, technical standards and regulations, sourcing, tracing, and geopolitical risk. USTR especially requested comments in the aerospace, agriculture, forestry, and fisheries, automotive, business services, critical minerals as well as all metals, pharmaceutical and medical goods, semiconductors and microelectronics, renewable energy, and textiles and apparel industries. Comments can also be submitted in other sectors too. However, we should be concerned by one of the questions suggesting that preferential rules of origin and free trade agreements, or FTAs, can operate as a backdoor benefiting goods from firms in countries that are not party to the agreement and which are not bound by the strict labor and environmental commitments. Now, I would argue that while enforcement of rules is always important to keep out bad actors, I don't agree with USTR's broader implied criticism of FTAs. Some of our nearshoring neighbors already in the DR CAFTA are seeking to join the USMCA, which has tighter rules of origin because they seek to engage in even closer links to U.S. firms and investors. Adding countries to the USMCA is exactly the answer I would give to another of the questions about how U.S. trade policy can promote a race to the top, and that's through stronger coordination and alignment on labor and environmental protections within trusted networks among regional and like-minded trading partners and allies. And the USMCA has some of the toughest and highest standards on labor and environment of all of our FTAs. Comments are being accepted for the next 45 days, so if you need help, let us know and we can help you draft your comments on reshoring, friendshoring, or nearshoring.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.